All right. The No Sweat News quiz on Friday will be for a very special show. Two tickets for a show that will be announced at noon today.
Love it.
So make sure you tuned into the Rat at noon today for that. In the meantime, I can tell you the No Sweat News is available as a podcast in the podcast section of WRAT.com. And we start with Dateline, the NCAA tournament. If you didn't hear, last Friday, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat University of Virginia in the NCAA tournament. Why is this important? Well, it's the first time ever that a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed.
That's insane.
And that's bad news for Little Caesars.
Little Caesars?
Before the game, they tweeted that if a 16 beats a 1... Everyone in the country gets free lunch.
Yeah! I'm heading over to my Little Caesars.
Guess who's losing millions and millions of dollars based on the 16 beating a 1?
Yeah! You have your little social media person being all cute. And now you pay up, Little Caesars.
Previously, the 16 seeds were 0 and 135.
Not a great record.
Or 0 to 135.
Sounds like Jets.
So, yeah. So Little Caesars thought, well, all right, this sounds like a good idea. But now they have to give up a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda to everyone in the country.
And for when?
This is going to happen on April 2nd.
I am so going there to Little Caesars just to stick it to them.
You might. I don't know what their stock did, but I don't. It may not do well today. Dateline England for story number two. Milton Keynes, come on down. Milton Keynes, England is the town. Homer Simpson, come on down.
Homer.
Last week, a cop pulled someone over for poor driving, speeding, and so forth. And the driver's license literally said, Homer Simpson.
Oh, that's great.
Like it had a picture of Homer from The Simpsons.
It had a picture of Homer.
His signature and everything. The cop looked at it and said, pardon me, what the hell is this?
What is this, sir?
Even had his address listed as 28 Springfield Way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, every good Simpsons fan worth his salt knows that the real address of the Simpsons family is 742 Evergreen Terrace. And no doubt this is what made the police officer scratch his head saying, wait a minute, Homer, your address is not 28 Springfield Way.
I think that's a fake Homer Simpson there.
Yeah, not only was it a fake ID, it was a bootleg fake ID.
Awful.
Since the real Simpsons, Homer Simpson's fake license would have actually had 742 Evergreen Terrace.
And the fact that he's a fictional cartoon
plays into that.
He's not a real person. I just want to put that there on the record.
At the end of the day, the man was arrested for no license,
insane,
so forth and so on. And Dateline South Carolina for story number three. Now, back... when was National School Walkout? Remember, it was last week,
Thursday or something.
Well, while children in South Carolina were using the opportunity to practice their First Amendment rights to free speech and to petition their government for a redress of grievances, someone else was teaching the children the hard lesson of hard knocks. That person was Aisha Evans, a custodian at the Richland Northeast High School in Columbia, South Carolina, who took the opportunity when the school was empty to rob all the children's lockers.
Oh, my God. This is bottom of the barrel stuff right here.
They're out protesting the fact that they're being shot down and murdered in school. And she's taking the opportunity to steal their lunch money to the tune of $180.
Yeah, real class act. You do understand that these kids bring like a dollar for like apple juice or a candy bar or something.
Aisha, the custodian.
Not a big score there, Aisha.
Has been arrested and she's facing 3 counts of petty larceny for being one of the worst human beings on the planet.
Petty is the operative word.
She apparently had a master key to all the lockers, so she just went through and just stole whatever she could find.
Well, good for you, Aisha. You're a real class act.
Maybe she didn't agree with the protest. I don't know.
That doesn't give her the right to steal from my kids.
The old redress of grievances? Oh, yeah? I'm stealing your lunch money. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you on Friday.